What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo. Oh, she took my one line. Oh. Can't give me anything.
Oh, let's do it again. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
Guys, it's Sunday. We always do Sunday scaries.
I mean,
episodes.
It's a scary Sunday.
It's a scary Sunday.
Yeah.
It's 11 p.m.
Oh my God.
We were out all day, and then we look at each other and we go, yeah. Bro, we're recording tonight. No, yeah. I was about to say we have to record tonight, but no, we don't have to record anything. We want to. We want to check in with you guys. We want to be recording also because this is my fucking therapy. All right. So this is here.
She still refuses
to go.
To go.
So it's you and me, baby.
Yeah.
You, me, and fucking Madison sitting right here. This is my therapy session. Also, I added a note. I added a note to our notes of what we're going to talk about tonight. Stop saying the word fuck.
And any variation of it.
Because, hey, we say it every other word, bro.
I mean, the last episode, it's unbelievable.
I mean, do we know how to speak?
Obviously not.
Did we go to school for 700 years and we're $800,000 in debt for no reason?
I mean, literally, I'm $1 million in debt. And what the fuck is it for?
Oh, look at that. Oh,
just did it.
We're going to stop saying the F word. We're going to be classy lesbians.
I'm actually taking the, like, explicit, you know, tag off of our podcast now because, like, we're not going to need it anymore.
Oh, I agree. We're going to be classy lesbians.
This is going to be so family friendly.
Oh, bro, your four-year-old can listen to it at this point.
Send it to your mom.
Send it to your grandma. Send it to your aunt. Send it to any person that you want that doesn't use profanity because, hey, we're not doing that anymore. All right?
Bible teachers, welcome.
Hey, your ex-girlfriend that you met at church camp is welcome, okay? Your first fuck when you were 16, she's welcome.
I mean, she's been listening.
She's been listening?
She's been listening.
Ooh, yikes. It was a day.
I mean, we got to the beach. We were there for a cool 30, and then all of a sudden, I mean.
Okay, lead up to the beach, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll let you do that because this was a day for you. I had like a pretty okay day.
You had an okay day.
Talk about your day.
Okay. So I'm supposed to go meet up with a friend of mine, going to meet up with her and her couple friends at the beach. They're not from here, so they don't understand. Anyone that's from here understands, and I'll give you guys a little insight.
Yeah.
Santa Monica Pier, that beach is the worst freaking beach that you can possibly go to. It's truly a hellhole.
Yeah.
You go there, you're trying to park for 700 hours. You're in the midst of like 7,000 tourists. It's the first nice day out in LA in like a minute. Yeah. Like everyone and their mom is at the beach. So I'm like, okay, I'll meet you guys at the beach. I'm not going to be a fucking negative Nancy and like not meet you guys. Oh, said it again. But I go to meet up with them and I'm literally trying to find parking for 2 hours. So I hit them up and I'm like, yo, like I'm leaving. Like I can't fuck with this.
Can't
like I gotta
this.
Go.
Yeah.
So, and mind you, I'm supposed to meet up with Madison and our other friend at another beach that's 5 miles south of that beach.
Might as well be 55
it
miles.
It might as well. Yeah. Because guess what? Traffic, oh my 700 God. Hours, bro.
We had like such a beautiful sweet spot during COVID
Where
traffic really
wasn't happening.
Went away.
But now
it's away.
Back. So I leave and I go to meet up with our other friends and I'm in traffic once again. So at this point, I swear to God, dead ass, I'm in traffic for fucking 4 hours, bro. I leave at my house at noon. I don't hit my ass on the sand with a White Claw in my hand until 4:30 p.m. 4:30 p.m., swear to God, okay? And I'm furious, okay? While I'm in the middle of traffic, while I'm furious, while I'm on the tip of my fucking, and I'm about to start crying because I'm that pissed off.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was go to the beach.
She just wanted to get those toes in the sand.
Simple day. Go to the beach, okay? While I'm in the middle of traffic, I'm looking at Instagram, of course, you know, the most toxic social media platform in the world.
Yeah.
And I just happened to hit on my ex's Instagram story.
Oh.
What do I see? A new bitch with her dog posted on her Instagram story. And
the cliff. I'm over the fucking cliff,
bro. You drove into the other side. You drove into the oncoming traffic.
At that point, I was like, hit my car. Hit my fucking car. I don't give a shit. I'm over it, okay? I literally, I'm so pissed off already. And then I see that shit and I just... I call my friend that I'm supposed to meet up with, Madison and I's friend that I'm supposed to meet up with, and I go, I'm going home. I'm back to West Hollywood. I don't give a fuck about the beach anymore. I'm over it, bro. And she goes, Blake, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Come to my house. I'm making you a drink. We're going to the beach. Come over. We're making this happen. So I was like, okay, you know what? You're right. As I'm literally just so furious, pissed off, crying over a million things, okay? Because mind you, I go to her house. She makes me a drink, perfect angel, obsessed with her because she's the best human literally on the planet.
Yeah.
Madison meets up with us. We go to the beach, sit our asses down at 4:30. Yeah. And then what happens at 5 o'clock?
Okay.
What happens at 5 o'clock?
Okay, well, first of all, hold on. One more thing. We're sitting there. All of a sudden, there's like 12 dolphins. Dolphins, bro. They're putting on a fucking show for us.
In case you were wondering if there's a god, there is. You know why? Because dolphins were 1 foot from the shore.
Straight up, they had like a choreographed routine, I swear.
I saw fins and I also saw the flap of their tails. I saw the front, the middle, and the back of their whole body as we're laying there on the beach. I saw an entire dolphin, bro, in real life. And I was like, this is what I needed. This is what we're here for.
So we're like, all right, bet. Like, life is turning around. Yeah. This is going to be a fucking great day.
Madison rolled through with some amazing, like, vodka lemonade shit. Because, hey, my co-host is a chef.
Really quickly. Just refer to me as chef.
Sorry. The chef. She came through with some lemonade vodka with some mint leaves in it. Bro, I don't even know how. And she comes through like it's like no big deal. She's like, I just made some lemonade. And she called it some shit. Like, I don't even know the fucking term for it.
Okay.
That was the day.
So the dolphins. And then?
Oh, 30 minutes into sitting at the beach. 30 minutes after we saw the dolphins. There's a
I swear to God, it was a hurricane.
There was a tornado at Playa del Rey Beach.
The wind was no bullshit, 112 miles per
hour. There is sand up my ass crack, and I look at my friends, and I go, I am sitting here for the next 3 hours. I don't give a fuck if there's lightning. I don't care if there's a rainstorm. I don't care if there's literally a tsunami. Okay, I've been in the car for 6 hours to get to the beach. That's 6 miles from my house in West Hollywood. And you're going to tell me that we're going to leave over a little bit of wind? And they're trying to convince me to get up. And there's meanwhile.
Oh, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm getting the fuck up because I have pellets of sand shooting my goddamn legs. I'm being sniped. And all I wanted to do was be on the... I just wanted to chill. I brought my fucking mint lemonade. I hooked my fucking friends up. I just wanted to max and relax. And I'm getting an exfoliation that I did not ask for. I'm getting a full body exfoliation. Okay? So we're going. We're leaving.
I face reality, right? I face reality. I look around. Every party around us is getting up. Every group of people.
Running.
They're sprinting. They're getting up. They're out of there. They're like, oh, I've had my fair share of sun for the day. So then we get up. Oh my God. We go to a bar. We have a great time.
Yeah.
We become best friends with our server. Hey, hold on.
Okay.
We haven't even gotten to the topic yet. But let me just explain. Okay. We're sitting down at the Whaler in Venice.
Yeah.
And our server comes over and he's like, hey guys, like, how are you? What's up? Like, I'm your server, Johnny. All three of us at the same time go, Johnny, what's up, baby? And he's like, oh, like, wasn't expecting this energy, right? We become homies with this guy. Guess what? We didn't get a tab. We got zero tab.
No, we walked out of there for $0.99.
We were so happy with the service.
Thrilled.
Because then he comes over and he goes, do you guys want another round? And we go, yeah, what do we have so far? He goes, I don't know because you don't have a tab.
He's like, you're going to have to remind me because
you don't have a tab.
Yeah.
And we go, oh, Okay, well, in that case, what can we get you, sir? So finally, to our topic, right? To our topic for the day. Mm-hmm. Good old dating apps.
Oh my God, you guys, even just hearing that word, I'm cringing. I'm cringing.
Bro, I mean, you know, I said before, I was like, I part of my emotional roller coaster before was to delete my dating apps. Yeah. We're back on the train, baby. We're back on the motherfucking train.
I'm not going through emotional roller coasters, but I'm trying to delete it just because it's so fucking, you guys, it's shit.
Well, I know, because last time you told them how you're just done with dating apps.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I forgot. Last episode I was on level literally 3000.
Right, right. I call my friend because, like Madison, she has told me that she is done with dating apps. She's absolutely over it. And I said, okay, give me an example as to why you're so over dating apps, because I wanted to get her perspective.
Okay.
And she tells me that people are either so aggressive on them or they don't say a fucking word.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, so what's so aggressive, right? And she's like, I'm just going to die alone. I'm like, bitch, relax. Like, what what is so aggressive about
That's
girls?
Aggressive.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. So I'm like, what is so aggressive? And she's like, example.
Okay.
I'm talking to this girl last night for about an hour. We're talking back and forth. Cool conversation. Yeah. Wasn't sure if I was super attracted to her based off her pictures, but I was like willing to give it a shot.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, bet. So like, what happened? Like, where was the aggressive part? So she goes, last night, she was like, oh, it was great talking to you. Like, I'll talk to you soon. My friend goes, you too. Then she goes, the next morning at 6:30 p.m. I mean, I'm sorry, 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
She sends me a text message. How are you? And I go, oh, okay, a little aggressive.
Wait, the girl who she matched with, who she'd been talking to the night before.
Yes. Okay. She was a little iffy on, but she was like, okay, I'll go out with her.
Sure.
The next morning, she gets a text or a DM at 6:30 in the morning saying,
Rack 30.
How are you? And I'm like, okay. Like, a little sketch, but like, I'm not going to completely write her off. Like, maybe she just woke up in the morning and wanted you to know that you were on her mind.
Okay.
Because she enjoyed your conversation.
Okay.
I wouldn't personally do it, but hey, you know? And then I go, is that all that happened?
Yeah.
Is that why you're so over dating apps? Because some bitch texted you 6:30 in the morning saying, how are you? And she goes, Blake, I'm repulsed. She says in caps, repulsed.
Oh, wow. I got that serious.
And I go, excuse me? You're repulsed because someone said, how are you?
Yeah.
That you were talking to the night before? She goes, I'm so turned off. I wanted to block her. And I go,
Jesus.
And I go, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for you anymore because you are saying you're done with dating apps. You're completely writing off every single girl.
Yeah.
Because someone said, how are you? And I go, Madison's saying she's done with dating apps too because bitches are so fucking with their exes, like whatever.
Yeah.
And you're out here saying you're blocking a bitch because she said, how are you?
Let me give you two different examples that happened within the last 4 days.
On dating apps.
On dating apps.
Okay.
As to why I'm saying, gonna be straight.
Oh, we're going that hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm serious.
Oh.
Not only am I repulsed, but I might do some dick again. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Okay, so what happened?
First thing, here's what is a common occurrence that
getting
I'm finding.
Getting my white claw.
Nice. Girls will match, whatever. Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Whatever. We're out. I say, hey, come to West Hollywood. We're probably going to go to a bar or, you know, we're just going to hang at my friend's. Come over. Girl's like, bet. I'm there. Let's do it. Yada, yada. I'm like, okay, cool. So like, where are you at? You know, sort of thing. This is not but three messages after her saying, bet, I'll come over.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, I'm in Burbank and I'm leaving in the morning. So like maybe when we hang out, maybe we can hang out when I come back.
Oh, so she said, bet I'm down.
Yeah.
And then when you actually came through with a plan, she was like, never mind.
So I'm like, all right, cool.
So I'll go fuck myself?
Didn't respond.
Yeah. Okay.
Second example. Last night this happened. I matched with this girl. I mean, just stunner. You know what I mean?
Go off.
So we match. start talking. She's actually like hella cool. Like this person is like legitimately keeping up like true conversation. We had matched like a couple days ago and like I sent a message and then like a couple days went by. She sent a message, a couple days went by. And then finally I respond last night and she like immediately hits me back. And like literally I said that. I was like, oh shit, we're talking real time. Because you know how like you don't really like sit there and like text back and forth like on the app. You know what I mean? Like she's joking with me. Like she's fucking with me. Like she's like cool as fuck. Like I say some shit. I said like something, I don't know. I said something about Drake and she was like, oh, like I wish I had like more of a reference. Like I'm not really a Drake fan. And I was like, what? Like at first I was like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. At first I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, okay, hold on. Let me take a moment. I was like, I'm actually like interested. Why the fuck and how the fuck actually have you like avoided Drake?
Yeah.
And she just said like something. She was like, I'm just like, you know, against the mainstream kind of girl or whatever, okay, sort of dumb shit. So I made some sort of comment. I was like, wow, couldn't want to get to know you more sort of thing. Uh-huh. And then she goes...
Funny. Props. Yeah. Funny.
I mean, I got game.
Okay. 15.
Yeah. So she goes... I remember this specifically. She goes... Between like the brains and the ass, like it, there's like a lot going for me or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
And I said, so where in between there does the huge ego fit in? And then she goes,
oh,
yeah. And then she says some shit, whatever. And then it starts going and like to spare the details, gets little. She's like, you know, whatever. I said something. I was like, she kept going back and forth, and I said something. I was like, damn, like making me sweat already. And she goes, close your ears. She goes, let me lick it off. And so I was like, all right, bet. Like, I'm like, okay, for sure. Like, this girl's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's cool as fuck. Sure. Like, we're
so
talking.
So where did this
like,
go
she's
wrong?
Normal, whatever. So after she says that, let me lick it off, I go IG so I know it's real. And I sent her my Instagram. Immediately unmatches me.
No.
Yep.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the
Straight
thing.
Up.
Here's the thing. I feel, okay, so she was talking like normal about like.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like, it was a total, I was talking to a real person. I was talking to a totally fucking normal person.
But it just wasn't.
Like, was going back and forth.
And had banter with
you. I was like, oh shit, like this person's got it, you know?
So yeah, there's no reason for her to unmatch you when you ask for her Instagram if you guys were having that back and forth banter, because it is true. There are girls on there that will pretend that they're someone and then they're not.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, oh shit, like this is immediately, like, I was just fully fucking catfish. Like this is wild, you know?
But okay, but here's the thing, because I've been catfished before too, but I feel like the reason I think this situation's bizarre is because normally I can tell when someone is fake because immediately they start asking questions that are like just solely about sex. Like they're like, mm-hmm. oh, what do you like as far as like kinky shit or mm-hmm. like what's your favorite position and like shit like that, like right off the bat. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you're some creepy dude behind the fucking phone right now pretending to be a hot girl.
Right. Yeah. Like I will say I felt like she got there like pretty quickly. Like when she said something, I was like, oh, like whoa, like I wasn't expecting her to be that like
blunt.
Yeah, forward, yeah. I guess. But yeah, at the same time, I was like, oh, this is like a real, like I'm talking to this person. Like it's not, I didn't get, there was no red flag to me or there was no trigger of like, oh, this is like a weird, they're saying this in a weird way or like, you know, it is too aggressive or whatever. You
That's
know?
Fucking wild.
Yeah, it was crazy. Cause I was just like, bro, like what? Again?
Just like another shitty thing happening to
this
you.
This shit.
I know.
Fuck this shit. It is what it is. I'm just like, so, I was just so like, I literally was so caught off guard too, because I was literally like, I was like, I'm gonna fucking marry this girl straight up. Like I was like,
so lesbian. Couldn't be more lesbian.
And that too, I was sitting there. I was like, I like this girl too much. I can't do this. I gotta stop. Like it was just like.
No, I thought I when you see a girl, because I think it's pretty obvious when you talk to a new girl, mm-hmm. like, I don't know if you feel this way, but you're pretty certain if you are going to be compatible with them. Like you just have an intuition based off of like their pictures or their responses or like who their friends are or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I kind of had that intuition with this person. Sound like a crazy bitch, but like whatever.
Full stranger. Yeah.
I also found her Instagram. Zero mutual friends, but whatever.
Oh, my
But actually,
God.
That's a good thing. I am talking to her for a little bit back and forth, but the thing is, she's that hot, you know? So I'm kind of like...
Totally.
It's hard to, like, not... I sent her a message, and we were, like, had, like, a few things back and forth, but, like, when girls are super hot...
Yeah.
They don't put in like a ton of work.
Oh, not even close.
So she's doing that. She's not really putting in a lot of work.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not going to be the one like keep keeping up like the conversation. Like, I'm down to keep talking. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to give me shit to work with, then I'm not going to keep going at it.
I mean, that, yeah, that's a waste of fucking time.
Yeah. So, but it's like, it's tough though, because it's like, the super hot girls don't put that work in.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like, but at the same time, I'm also like, bitch, I'm not like, I'm not, because it's different with guys, right?
Yeah.
When you're talking to a guy and you are, you know, like you're the girl, so you want to be chased after, right? And so it's kind of like protocol that they are going to work hard and you're just going to kind of sit there and do your thing. But when it's two girls, it's like, okay, so like, yeah, you're fucking hot, but like, I'm hot too. So like, are we both just gonna be like, you know, saying two-word answers?
We're both just gonna sit here and wait for the other to text us first?
Yeah, because our egos are both too big.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
What's the fucking answer here? No, we matched, and we're talking back and forth and like whatever, but like the last couple things she said were like, you know, just responses just so to what basic. I said. So where I was like, and I was like, okay, bet, like, cool, but like, and then I said like a one-word thing back. But I'm not gonna like keep asking shit. I have a cap at maybe two questions. Okay. And then if you're not giving me a question back, we're not making a plan,
right?
Then I'm out.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Then I'm out. So I understand that you're a 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm also a 15.
Right. See who can like hold out longer.
Yeah. So if she doesn't message me, this wife and I will not meet until, you know, the universe brings us together at the Abbey, probably next weekend.
Yeah, I was just going to say, until you see her at the Abbey this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, but that's the other thing too, right? Here's the downside of having girls that you match with on dating apps that you do have mutual friends with.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, because it's happened a few times.
Okay.
Or like, this is the thought process.
Yeah.
If you match with a girl,
because
the community is so small, lesbians, and you know, you've heard of her, you've seen her face like through friends of friends or groups. It's almost not worth it to have a conversation with a girl that, or like get to know a girl that you know through friends of friends, because at some point you're gonna meet her.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So it's almost like, why am I going to like put in this work with a girl that I know I'm guaranteed gonna meet at some point?
Right.
And I'd rather have an organic
you
know, introduction to each other than go through a dating app, because I guarantee we're going to meet each other.
Right. Well then, I mean, yeah, that's just your preference, you know? I mean, I guess the only difference is like, if you want to like really engage and meet this person like ASAP, like, yeah, I mean, match with them, but.
I mean, and I don't feel like there's any need to like rush it or like be like, oh, so what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. When like, I guarantee, like, I saw her Instagram.
Right.
She's posting pictures of like 10 other girls that we know. I'm like, bitch, I'm going to meet her so like, I'm just like, I don't need to like be like so like, oh my god, what's up, how's it going, what do you do for work, like, you know.
You guys, can we just take a moment to acknowledge Blake not freaking out about something? Blake taking her time with something,
drinking my White Claw,
drinking her White Claw. All right, you guys, I mean, it just, you know, I'm trying to figure out the sweet spot here. I'm trying to figure out engaging and being on dating apps, because how the fuck else do you meet people? But also trying not to believe that, yeah, being straight is the way to go.
All right, you guys, let us know your dating app nightmare stories, because Madison's clearly, as you heard from last episode and this one, she's obviously, she's done, I think.
I mean, I'm hanging up the towel.
Next episode might be about me being gay, Madison being straight, and the dichotomy of our relationship now, how that's going to go, how I can be your wing woman, you know, now for you dating men.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you guys can just send your tips straight to me.
Yeah. We could not be running more on empty right now. I'm mean, so it's fucking tired. Unfucking believable.
I'm not wearing a hat to look like a swaggy bitch. I'm wearing a hat because I'm so fucking tired. I've been up since 7 a.m. working out. Yeah. Working out.
Oh, we're going to do this again.
Pumping iron. Pumping lots of weight. Getting this ass right.
Mm-hmm. I forgot you're training for like a fucking triathlon.
It's hot girl summer.
Oh my God.
All right, you guys, let us know on Instagram, Girl Scene Pod.
Yeah.
Blake_Aaron_.
Madison Howell.
All right, see you guys in the next one.
Peace.
Bye.